Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, my amazing friend, and welcome to the Miracle Cafe. I have a very special show planned for you today. I'm going to be chatting with my go-to practitioner who's really helped me move out of stress and back into more of that ease and grace, and it's really transformed a lot of areas of my life. And when I find something that really works for me and really very supportive and transformational, I always want to share it with my friends. So I really can't wait. I'm so excited to share our guest today and their modality and what they work with and really how he may be able to help you and support you in however way he can. But first, how have you been feeling these past few weeks? A big theme for me has really been about balance. For me, I noticed that I usually get caught up in overworking myself and really tend to forget to have fun and play. So these past few weeks, I've really been making sure that I have more fun, that I play more, because when I do, I start to reignite the creative thoughts and patterns that I have and really start moving forward again in whatever it is, career, relationships, whatever it is that I'm looking to expand on. Usually I realize that the reason why I have some stagnancy is because I'm always so focused on working and expanding and helping and supporting others, I kind of forget to have fun and play and really take care of myself. So that's kind of what I've been going through these past few weeks, and some ways that I've been playing more. I've been making sure that I have a little yo-yo that I play with, and I also have been taking some dance classes, just really making sure that I'm moving the body. I've been working out a lot more and just running and just doing a lot of things for me that feel really fun. And I've also been going to the amusement park and remembering that you don't have to be a child to go play on roller coasters and rides. So remembering that all of that for me really brings me a lot of joy. And when I'm in my joy, I always come back to really being creative and moving forward in my business and my all areas of my life. So that's kind of what I've been going through. And if you want to share what you've been going through and you want me to read it on air or share it on the air, please email me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. And right now, let's actually just jump right into our gratitude segment. So let's take a moment right now and really express what we're grateful for. So just take a moment and do that. Affirm to the universe out loud what you're grateful for. And know that by sharing it out loud, affirming it out loud, you're putting it out into the universe that, yes, I see you. I know, I recognize all the blessings in my life. And therefore, the universe is going to match that and mirror that and bless you with even more things to be grateful for. So as you're sharing your gratitude out loud, I'm going to read some gratitudes that I received. So Lulu in Paris is grateful for her new career and for the support of the universe. Yes, Lulu, congratulations on your new career, and keep us updated on that. Terrence in LA is grateful for being willing to let go of insecurities and allowing his inner confidence to come out of hibernation. Yes, I am with you, Terrence. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And Zach in Washington is grateful for the unconditional love he feels from his kids when he gets back home from work. Yes, that must be amazing. So thank you, Lulu, Terrence, and Zach, for sharing your gratitudes. And if you are feeling moved to or guided to share your gratitude with me, please email me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and I'll make sure to read them on the air. And now I'm so excited to introduce our special guest today. David Bransky is a certified developmental alpha bioticist and an acknowledged contributor to a movement in shifting consciousness and improving the overall quality of life for those he meets on a daily basis. David, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Thank you for having me, Emmanuel.
I'm so excited to share you with everyone. You know, I've had the honor of working with you for the past few months, and you've really transformed my life, and I'm really excited to share you with everyone and share your amazing modality. But before we do that, I know that the theme for today is all about releasing stress. So I'd like to ask you, do you think stress has an impact on the physical body? And if so, how has that shown up with your clients, et cetera?
Well, distress really was defined by probably about 50, 60 years ago now, quite a bit of in-depth study where they just found that stress is life. It's just stress is a non-specific stimulus from the environment to any organism. And so, you know, stress you can define it as mental, physical, chemical, emotional, electromagnetic, and gravity. And so what it comes down to is when the wisdom of the body perceives danger, a primitive hunter meets a wild beast, there's a fight or flight response that occurs. So what happens is a very specific sequence of events, and what happens is that energy is locked into one side of a brain hemisphere more than the other. And left brain is the analytical linear side, which controls the right side of your body. And the right brain is that creative artistic side, and it controls the left side of your body. And so one side of your hemisphere gets very active, and the other hemisphere, the subdominant hemisphere, goes very passive. And so the side of the body that is controlled by the subdominant hemisphere goes measurably, testably weak. And the other side of the body, controlled by the dominant hemisphere, now becomes very tight and contracted, and that creates a biomechanical imbalance, and it looks like Bruce Lee. You know, you got this, like, on guard kind of response, and that's fight or flight. That's what human beings do in regards to high levels of stress. The problem nowadays is that we're not fighting, we're not fleeing, so what we do is we stuff it. We can't punch out the boss and we don't run away. So what we do is we just stuff it in our body, and this is accumulated over time. And so this is now no longer a simple stress. It's a chronic, unrelieved stress. And that's actually the predicament of humankind for everybody today. It's just this ongoing, pervasive, day-to-day stressors. And so that's what Alpha Biotics helps people with.
Wow. And so, as you said, people are holding it in and not releasing it maybe in a healthy way or doing something about it. So getting to Alpha Biotics, can you tell us what it is specifically as far as just a little, expand a little bit more on that, and then how you came across Alpha Biotics, how you personally got into doing this amazing work?
Sure. Well, you know, everything is energy. Everything is consciousness. And depending how you want to look at it, with Alpha Biotics, we have a philosophy that our goal is to help people use life energy the best way possible. There's an innate wisdom and intelligence that tells the body how many cells to replicate, you know, how to stand with gravity, and how to make decisions, and all of those things. And that's the wisdom that Alpha Biotics works with. For a visual part, it's a hands-on process, and it takes about 30 seconds to do, and it's what it does is it sends an impulse to the brain. Just imagine you're booting a computer. It comes back into a balanced state. It's exactly what happens here is that we perform this hands-on process, and it instantly allows the brain hemispheres to integrate, to balance one another, and the body instantly comes back into alignment. And so all the overly tight and tense muscles relax, all the weak muscles strengthen, and so you're structurally, you know, you're restored in harmony with gravity. And how I came about is a friend of mine was doing this work, and he told me about it being some sort of head extension, and I thought it was related to some other kinds of modalities. And, you know, I always felt like I needed my head pulled out of my shoulders. And so I experienced it. I kid you not. I was amazed at the release that I experienced. I instantly saw a flash of light. My breath got very deep. My posture was perfect. Shoulders were pulled back and my head up high. And I just felt so positive. I felt glowing. And so I continued doing the work several times a week for several weeks, and I just noticed substantial changes in my decision making, and you know, things that I was involved with were stressful to begin with, and I let all of those stressful things go, and I decided to do this for a living, help other people come back into this balanced state.
Paying it forward.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I know you've helped so many people, and I'm really just grateful to expand. You know, hopefully a lot more people who are listening in and tuning in can learn about this work, even if they're not here in California, wherever they are, just really looking into it. But I have a question. So how did Alpha Biotics begin, and who created it?
Well, it started with V.D. Crane, and it was in Texas, of all places. And it was the turn of the 20th century. Chiropractic, by the way, was just starting at the end of the 19th century and was really getting some incredible results. And they proved with chiropractic that structure of the body also determines the function of the body. So if you have a structural misalignment, you have a dysfunction going on. By the way, V.B. Crane was experimenting with all these different types of healing modalities throughout the country, traveling all over the place and trying everything that people were coming up with. And one thing that was definitely proven is that gravity is the ultimate unrelieved stress, and whether in relationship with it or not. I mean, gravity is such a stress, you have to lie down at night in order for the body to decompress.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a day-to-day thing. You're either in harmony with it or not. Anyway, this process, the beginning of things, is to help people with that, in gravity and so forth. And they found over time, I mean decades of doing this stuff, the Crane family found that this is some sort of reboot process for the entire system. And they're seeing 200 or 300 people a day. And the results they're getting were absolutely phenomenal. So Alpha Biotics was established in 1971. And before that, really, it was just a family who was doing this process and teaching many people to do it. And today they're in Dallas, and it's run by Michael Crane, and it's certified at least 3,000 people by now, and we're getting more and more people involved with this work every day.
Yeah, it really, it feels to me, you know, when you find something so good, you just want to share it, and it's, I have that feeling about it. And I wanted to ask you, I know, you know, the show that the Miracle Cafe is all about consciousness and evolving consciousness and things like that. I know that Alpha Biotics has helped a lot of people. I don't know how to explain it, but maybe you can share a little bit on that, to have more of a conscious outlook, or more of a connected to oneself, whether it's spiritual, personal, etc. Can you expand a little bit on why this happens through this work?
Well, really what happens is if you look at the process of what stress does to us, it's all about survive. And so everything in order to run, you know, our body the way it's supposed to, digestion, metabolism, thinking, healing, all that's on the back burner. That is not the priority anymore. It's like 70 trillion cells in our body, and every single cell has all the functions that a human being has. So, you know, cancer is a wonderful example of, let's say, the body attacking itself, or where it's in a defensive mode and it does not come out of it. It's like the U.S. government, we should say our president, tells everybody on TV that there's a country out there that's going to bomb us, so be prepared, get ready, you know, gear for battle. And so everybody, instead of moving forward and expanding and creating, everybody's in a out-of-reactive, fearful, anxiety, you know, get ready for something to happen, or, you know, something of that nature. So in a sense, everybody's in that kind of state on a low level of it, but it's day to day. And amazingly enough, I mean, it takes decades to get there for many, but that's essentially what happens.
Wow, so
experience is fear-based, and the media does a great job of presenting that. And everything is speeding up. So, you know, text messages and Facebook and, you know, traffic, and we're just way overstimulated. And so we don't come back to the baseline like how kids are, like the lights are bright. And so what this does essentially is the alignment literally brings everything back online. And it's amazing what happens after people's being stuck in this state for decades. I mean, things turn around for them incredibly fast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've noticed it personally, and I can only imagine. Let me ask you, does not, of course, consciously, you know, once we move out of the stress. So what I'm hearing, just the bottom line, is that we've kind of been conditioned to be in survival mode, and when we literally move out of that, we can begin to thrive. Is that kind of what you're trying to say?
Yes. The stress is not necessarily a bad thing. Changing your diet, working out, falling in love, making more money, new job, all those things are positive. It's called eustress. The downfall, though, is that the wisdom within does not know how to decipher all these different kinds of stressors. It just knows it's one primitive thing, which is fight or flight. And so that's the main issue. Now, one thing we do know is that the brain is, it's central control. I mean, it runs the show. So the other thing about it here is that if the brain is telling every part of our body to gear for battle, then the battle's actually inside us. There really isn't any problem going on outside. But since everybody's in this stress state, when you look outside of yourself, you see that everybody looks as though it's what you're going through. So it's all the perception. And once the perception changes, you'll notice that it's much easier to make positive and more focused decisions. This is also why people who are CEOs or starting up businesses and they maintain this alignment process, they're saving themselves a lot of money, a lot of headache, and a lot of time.
Wow, so that's kind of goes back to, again, like meditation and things. When you see someone who's, you know, meditates a lot, usually they have a tendency to be relaxed and in the flow. And so basically what your modality does is helps people to instantly align with the flow, get back into who they really are, so that they don't maybe spend all that time worried about the survival, you know, the survival mode, and then coming back into who they really are. And that's what I've noticed for me personally. You know, I meditate and things before, but it just took it to a whole new level. Have you noticed that with your other clients as well?
Yes. And one of the main things that I forgot to mention is that when you're in a stress state, this fight or flight, what we do is we go into an area of our brain. It's called the limbic system. It's the mid-level of brain function. And what happens actually is that that's the area of fight or flight, all that survival stuff. And that's also where we stored all the no's, don'ts, and can'ts that we got as kids before the age of five from our parents or teachers or who knows what. So when we go into a stress state, believe it or not, majority of our stress is self-created because we talk to ourselves, auto-suggestion. So our own self-talk 95% of the time is negative. And this was proven in 1936 with Alexis Carrel and the book written by him, by Man the Unknown. And he didn't know why this self-talk was negative, but they have, of course, proven this just a few decades ago, that it's the specific area called the locus coeruleus. And so that's one of the main elements that brings people down, is making decisions that were poor from the past and trying to make them for the future. And so meditation and prayer is really wonderful and incredibly beneficial. Positive thinking, focusing on a religion that's supportive, things of that nature. The downfall, though, is the moment you stop doing those things, you go right back into a stress state.
Right.
The incredible thing is that with this work, when you're in alignment, we're able to measure this, by the way, and science is all about measuring, and we're able to measure tension, weakness, and imbalance through the body, and mm-hmm. we're able to hold this profound state of alignment for between 72 and 75 hours at the beginning. But mm-hmm. over time, you'll start holding this alignment much longer. Mm-hmm. So decision-making and everything is much, much easier, especially if you're already someone who chooses to meditate and eat well and, you know, proper mm-hmm. exercise and things of that nature.
And it all just goes harmoniously together. Can anyone work with this? Can you work on kids and adults? Like, who can work and benefit from this?
Anybody can benefit. Absolutely anyone. Believe it or not, even dogs and cats have aligned. There's
wow.
such benefit to it. So, you know, their interpretation of stress is different. Uh-huh. However, I've been working with many elderly people lately. And those who are out of the rat race, they're not doing the 9-to-5 and, you know, all those things. And, you know, amazingly enough, they're able to get up to speed incredibly quick. I mean, we're talking about mm-hmm. decades and decades of, you know, a dog chasing tail type of syndrome. And they're able to get up to speed very quick, along with kids, all that ADD, ADHD stuff that kids tend to have.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are telling me that their grades are going up and focusing on doing homework, and they're less hostile, and all of those things without any other changes except just receiving the alpha biotic alignment.
Mm.
So that also has a lot to do with the parents getting aligned, because unfortunately
yeah.
parents just start to, you know, and it's understandable, but they just kind of put all of that stress and, you know, challenges onto the kids and everybody around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's why it's important for the entire family to get aligned if they're able to do that.
Wow. That's amazing. And you're right, you know, kids and you know, elderly are probably more open to transformation very quickly because they don't have the overanalyzing and the stress factor as much as maybe they do, but for the most part, maybe they're not in that high alert state, you know?
Yes. You know, one thing that's actually interesting, if I may add very quickly about kids, is because everything is speeding up, and let's say that the average mother, 9 months pregnant, and who knows if they actually have to work or if they're well taken care of and don't have to provide for the family. And as they're going through that, they're still worried about who knows what on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the child, as they're developing in the womb, gathers this information from the mother and makes decisions about what the environment is to hold for them.
So right.
What we're finding is actually 90% of the kids by the age of one are already in an outer reactive, defensive stress state. And this is, again, measurable. And this was done by Boston University. And then Sloan Kettering did a backup study. And they proved, again, that nearly 95% of the kids before the age of one are already in an outer reactive, defensive state. So, you know, it's certain that we know that the stress levels are replicating or duplicating every 10 to 15 years. So anything to reduce it is an incredible advantage for anybody out there.
Mm. Wow. I have not heard that before, that at 1 year old, you know, a child is already, you know, starting to get in that state. So crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to go back to holding alignment. So you said, you know, at first it's 72 hours or so. How long do you think it usually takes, in general, for someone who's, you know, has a pretty healthy lifestyle to begin holding longer?
What we found, doing this process 2-3 times a week, and in about 6 weeks, an individual is able to hold alignment longer periods of time. I personally
cool.
haven't seen anybody hold alignment any longer than about 14 days. I'm here in Los Angeles and pretty busy to live. So, it's actually really incredible how fast people are able to get up to this balanced state so quickly
mm-hmm.
in comparison to other things that are out there that used to work but are not working as well as they did, and simply just because everything is speeding up.
Mm. So I know we touched a little bit on some of the results that you've had with kids and, you know, elderly and even just consciousness. let's get to the good stuff. What are some other results that you've seen yourself with clients physically? Like, just I know that you've seen some amazing things. Can you share some of that with our audience?
When I started out, I was actually aligning many of my friends and their family members, and a few of them actually had some family members who experienced a mild stroke, and so their body was expressing one side is shut down, the other side is still active, and actually just within about 10 to 15 alignments in a few weeks, the same individual who wasn't able to really lift any part of their left or right side of their body, depending which side of the stroke they had, they were actually able to do that all on their own. Everything was turning back on. And a stroke, by the way, is just a result of being stuck in your dominant hemisphere for the majority of your life, long periods of time.
Mm.
And that was the beginning of some things that I saw on a physical level that were really neat. And some other things that I've witnessed along the way were some people who had hearing loss, and their hearing were completely regained, or a portion of it was. And same thing with those who are blind. I never met anybody who was blind, born blind, and regained their vision. I've met people, though, who have come in for, let's say, a sort of pain issue with their back or their neck or something like that, and they were blind, or a good portion of it, and legally blind, and they were able to regain their sight back. I've had people with multiple sclerosis start to function and move again, and I mean, it's on the physical level, it's really fascinating. And I have to tell you, after doing this for several years already, it's obvious that there's something so much more than just the physical that's going on. And what it really is our approach is, it's 90% of this is spiritual, 9% of it is mental, about 1% are the physical benefits.
Can you say that one more time, just so our audience really gets that?
Sure. The benefit of this work is really 90% spiritual,
wow,
9% mental, and 1% physical. So the truth is that with Einstein proving that the relationship between a man, mass and space within a human being is 200 billion to 1 in favor of space. There's a heck of a lot more space in a person than there is a physical part. So the truth is that it's more, it's energy, it's consciousness, it's thought, you know, it's however you want to perceive it, but there really is something above and beyond what our five senses are able to pick up. So the benefits are extraordinary, I have to tell you. Now, on that note, if you're 80, you're not going to be like you're 20.
Right.
If you're missing a leg or an eye or something like that, that's not going to grow back. So there is damage beyond the body's ability to repair itself. So there is a limitation to this work.
But they will also benefit and get better and move into the right direction, even though, you know, some of certain things wouldn't be, you know, able to be reversed, etc.
Yes, it's all about helping you use your life energy the best way possible. And just like a cell, you're either moving towards something beneficial, like food or love, or you're moving away from something harmful. And you cannot do one or the other. So our focus here is helping people move forward in a very positive way through life.
And going back to you saying that 90% spiritual, you know, many of our audience members, they work with the law of attraction, you know, they've read books and all these things, and so they know that it's really, we are the co-creators of our lives. And so when it's happening on a spiritual level, it eventually manifests itself on the physical level. So when we're able to use your modality, alpha biotics, and other things, meditation, etc., to really get in alignment spiritually, eventually the body's going to heal. Have you noticed that as well?
Yes. Yeah, it's the healing also quite a bit of it. If you want to look at it from a spiritual aspect, it's you know, many people tend to find themselves, let's say they're on the daily grind and, you know, there's no end in sight and dead-end job, and they feel like they're in the middle of the ocean and they don't know where north is and, you know, that kind of thing. And the truth be told, it's, let's say that we have ourselves, the brain and the heart are in a a battle with one another. But the heart has a lot more intelligence and vision than the brain does. The brain has a wonderful level of functionality, but no vision. And so what happens quite often is that people have a lot of stuff that's very productive in their head, but you know, it's like, why isn't these things that I have in my head kind of manifesting to the surface? And the truth about it really is that it's about feeling it. What we find through the aligning process, and I've experienced this myself, is that the brain, the speed of it, when you get into alignment, slows down. You go from a high beta to a natural idle speed of the brain called alpha. And so when the brain slows down and the noise and the chatter dissipates, all of a sudden you start feeling all of this confidence and a certain level of grounding that your heart tends to disperse. So that's really the thing that people tend to find, is that life actually gets very quiet and it's very easy. It's just the unnecessary drama that we tend to implement, which tends to get stuck in our head. So things get to be very, very simple once again.
And I can attest to that because I am a busy person. I'm always on the go. As you met me in the beginning, I was always like going. But really have noticed subtly that I've been making more time to just be and relax. And, you know, if I want to make time to go to the beach, whatever. And I know that may not sound like a big deal to anybody else, but for me, that's huge because before, you know, my mind would be like, oh no, let's just get this done. Let's do this. And just next until, you know, I would get worn down. Whereas now it's about, oh, let me take a break. Let me relax. Let me, you know, it can get done when it needs to get done. And I find that it actually gets done more quickly that way. It's really a unique thing to watch and witness. So I can definitely attest to that. So you know what? We are actually almost out of time. So before we go, David, I want to make sure that everyone knows where they can find you, where they can learn more about your amazing work. So do you have any websites or any upcoming events that people can check out?
Sure. My website is www.destressla.com. D-E-stressla. And I do have an upcoming event. If you are in the Southern California, Los Angeles area, it's the 30th of April. Located in Santa Monica, and it's at 7 o'clock in the evening. If you want to get more information on it, you may contact me either through the website, which has my email, or my phone number, which is 310-384-4247. And along with it, if you want to find out, I offer a free stress test, and it just takes a few minutes. It's pain-free, and contact me about setting up appointments and finding out more about how Alpha Biotics can help you.
Beautiful. And do you, let's say for those who are not in the Los Angeles area, can they also email you about if you have recommendations of where they can maybe find a practitioner in their area?
Absolutely. And when you do email me, I have a 40-page booklet. Offers a little bit more information about what it is that we do and how it works, and I can send that to you. And I do know some alpha biotics. It just depends on where the person lives, and I hope that you're living in an area where there's one available.
Yeah, and if not, come down here and visit David.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much, David, for, you know, giving us some time and chatting with me about this amazing modality. And just your presence is amazing. And I'm so grateful to work with you. And I hope we get some others who will also benefit from this amazing work. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Manuel.
All right, and everyone listening, we are actually going to take a music break, and when we return, we're going to do some energy work. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just heard Beautiful Sun by Divine Song, and you can check this song out and other amazing songs at divinesong.com. Beautiful music, and it's all free, so definitely go over there and support them. So today's show has been all about talking about stress and how we can move stress out of our lives, and we talked about the amazing modality that my friend David has been working with, Alpha Biotics. But I'd like to do some energy healing right now around stress and really moving out of that survival mode all the time and being more in the relaxed state so we can thrive. Because as David mentioned, and as I talk a lot about, that if we're always in that space of trying to survive for everything, then what happens is our immune system lowers, and then we get tired, and then, you know, some of the physical symptoms show up because we're not in alignment. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask you for permission to connect with your energy, and we're going to be using applied quantum physics to do some energy healing here, and to learn more specifically about the modality that we're using, you can check out my website at magnifiedmanifesting.com. Basically, the whole idea is that we are all energy, and we are going to remove some of those subconscious patterns that are not serving us, those recordings in our mind that are playing over and over and showing up in our life experience as blocks and limitations. And so what we're going to do is, the subconscious is similar to the projector if you're going to a movie screening or the movies, and the projector is similar to the subconscious, and your life experiences the screen, what you're seeing on the screen. So when we are able to change the film in the projector screen, then we can actually change the screen, and which is, you know, a symbol of our reality, our experience. And all that is needed is your permission through everything that we work with today. And by doing that, we are affirming, yes, we are ready to change. We are ready to transform. And it goes straight to the subconscious because we're going to be in a nice, deep, relaxed state, and then attract new positive thought forms that serve us for our greatest good. So if you are ready, just go ahead and close your eyes. Just uncross the arms, open and receptive. Take a nice deep breath in. And release. Very good. Take another deep breath in. And release. Good. Just letting go of all those thoughts, those worries, those cares. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in. And release. All right. So do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If so, just say yes out loud. And if you're energy sensitive, you may feel different sensations, cool, heat, maybe feeling super relaxed. It's all good. If you don't feel anything, that's fine too. Okay, so can we have the universe give you the highest wisdom, knowledge, truth, understanding on a deep subconscious level of what stress really is, what it does, and make your understanding the same as the universe? Would you like that? And as David mentioned, that there is good stress and there's unhealthy stress. So anytime you carried or held in your body unhealthy stress that you were unable to process, can we go ahead and show you all the positive lessons you were meant to learn from carrying that stress? And then can we go ahead and begin pulling, clearing, healing, releasing, and resolving that stress physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, and every other way? If you want that, say yes. And a lot of times this stress is just passed down genetically. It's just ancestral. So we may just be unconsciously carrying it because that's what we were taught. So can we go ahead and ask the universe for any unconscious responsibilities or burdens you've taken on for your family, past, present, future, to carry stress or to hold stress in some way? Can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release, resolve all of these responsibilities and these obligations that you may have taken conscious of it or not? If you want that, say yes. Can we show you who you are without these obligations and responsibilities? Sometimes it's like, ooh, I wouldn't know who I am without them. So let's go ahead and show you who you are without them. If you want that, say yes. Good. Can we show you how to thrive, how to function, how to operate without those obligations and responsibilities to holding and keeping stress in your body, your energy, your mind, etc.? If you want that, say yes. Any trauma that you may have experienced from stress-related issues, whether it was in this life, past lives, etc., can we go ahead and ask the universe to go ahead and clear and release these traumas now from their first point of conception and then show you who you are without them? Can we ask the universe to show you that it's possible to live without these traumas that you may have held on to? Good. If you find yourself in stress or in stress mode, can we show you how to quickly recognize when it's happening, acknowledge it, accept it, and then move out of it without judging yourself or others in the process? Good. Can we show you, can we have the universe show you that this is possible? Can we download you with what it feels like to be willing to let go of stress, especially unhealthy stress? Good. Can we show you that it's possible to let go of unhealthy stress, physically, emotionally, mentally, etc.? Very good. I'm feeling the breakthrough here. So now, can we go ahead for any other patterns that may still have you in stress or survival mode? Can we go ahead and show you all the lessons from those experiences? Then can we go ahead and start shifting those patterns into much higher patterns that will feel much more beneficial to you? Can we show you that that's possible? Very good. Take a deep breath in and release. Okay, a big part of stress comes from an unconscious fear of some sort, fear of lack, fear of limitation, losing something, you know, it could be anything. So what we want to do is look at fear as something good rather than something that's going to debilitate us and stop us from moving forward. Because for me, when I recognize that I'm fearful about something, I use it actually as feedback. Oh, there's an opportunity for something so amazing to happen when I step into this thing that I'm fearing, whether it's public speaking or whether it's traveling by myself or whether it's writing my own book or whatever it is. It's normal, right, to have a little bit of fear come up. However, if we can say, you know what, this fear is feedback that something amazing is about to happen, and being able to take action and go in on whatever it is that we fear most. If you're fear of heights, going, you know, on top of a building or whatever, and just, you know, just looking out and really saying, you know what, I overcame this, I did this. Or if you're afraid of speaking in front of people, finding an opportunity to start speaking. It doesn't have to be huge. It can start small in your local community, etc. So that's one thing that I've noticed around stress is a lot of times the underlining cause is fear of some kind. So when we can move out of that fear mentality and into trust that, you know, there's a part of us, the universal part of us, that is always keeping us safe and protected no matter what, whether we realize it or not, then it can be easier to kind of face our fears, take action, step into them, and realize that they are breakthroughs that are waiting to happen. So if you are allowing fear, and that's a whole other subject, we'll do some healing on the other time, but I'll do a quick one. If you're allowing fear to cause your stress, or you are afraid of something that's causing you stress, can we go ahead and show you all the lessons in general? Then can we start allowing you to be willing to move out of that fear? If you want that, say yes. Can we show you how to embrace fear and show you what will happen when you do? It's an interesting concept, isn't it, to embrace fear. But when we do, there's nothing else to fear. It's done. It's over. You know, it's like, okay, now what? And really it works. And it takes a little time. Be gentle with yourself. It may not happen overnight that you're going to be speaking in front of people and you're comfortable with it. But over time, it will become, whoa, I can't believe that I used to be scared about speaking in front of people. It's much easier for me now. So it's that kind of process. It's very, sometimes it can be just very gradual and easy. And that's the kind that I find is the most effective, because then you look back a month, 2, 3 months from now and you're like, oh, wow, interesting. I did shift. So what I want to do is, can we go ahead and integrate all of this work for your highest and greatest good and show you who you are in this new vibration of the healings that you've created? If you want that, say yes. Good. And can we ground this energy so you feel back into your body, relaxed here and now, ready and grateful to move forward? Good. Take a deep breath in. Good. And breathe out, feeling that gratitude toward the universe for this time, for creating this miraculous space together. Good. And breathe out. Good. Let's take another deep breath in. And gently release. Very good. And one more. And release. All right. And so it is. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe with me today. It was such an honor to co-create this magical time with you. Thank you to David Bransky for co-creating some awesome chats with me today. And I hope if you feel inspired to learn more about David, please check out his website. He's an amazing guy and he's really helped me so much. And if you know anyone who has back pain or physical issues and pain and things like that, also who is looking to expand more spiritually and be more in space of joy and relaxation, definitely look him up. And if you're not in LA, you can definitely call him or ask him if there's someone in your area, and he'll be happy to help you. All right, so have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.